podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to aptly episode 27 of Lost in Translation Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watch Digimon Universe Apply Monsters episode 27.
The Fife Apple Driver.
No, I think it's called the Apply Driv.
Close enough.
Apple Driv.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, the Apple Drill. What were your favourite bits in this episode? You're not allowed to say Offmon.
Offmon.
Okay, damn it. So, we both really liked Offmon in this episode. Surprise, surprise. He's adorable.
He's really cute. Even if it doesn't make any sense, like, I guess they're introducing an overpowered standard at monster that, like, it doesn't feel unbalanced next to all the ultimates.
Well, his power level was less, wasn't it?
Yeah, his power level appeared to be less. But also, his ability is overpowered, and he can also blow up other dudes. We don't know what that needing blow-up attack would do to, say, Satellimon.
Yeah, it did seem quite overpowered. Like, he just sort of exploded, and then the chip was there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a very strong attack.
My other favourite part of this episode was, very simply, Satellimon's hat doesn't fit. And so he has to constantly push the hat up off his eyes.
Mm. And yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, well, he's just doing that to look cool. It's like his thing, and that he keeps on doing it. And then Jay was like, why does he keep on doing that? That's annoying. And then immediately, because it's Apmon, they explain why he's doing it. It's because it's a 10-gallon hat, and there are no other hats that it only came in one size.
It's like, well, Gatchmon looks it up and goes, his hat is too big for his head. He's like, it didn't come in any other size.
Yeah, so he just got the big hat.
He's still trying to be cool with it, though. And then, like, he'll do a bunch of stuff in the background, and then the hat will just go boop in front of his eyes again.
So, because he didn't mention it, I don't think he's actually relevant to the Atmon he's an Apgatai of.
What?
Well, he's an Apgatai of an Atmon that we've seen previously, but I'm not sure if he's related to that Atmon, and I haven't been telling you. And I told you that I knew what it was, but you said you didn't want me to reveal who it is.
I mean, it looks like Scopemon or whatever is in there with the guns.
Do you want me to tell you?
No.
Okay. Because he's got the same voice actor as the Atmon he was before.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I'm not sure if it's I'm not sure if it's relevant or if he's the same character or anything.
But also, like, I guess he's not presented as being controlled in any way, because he's presented as being a mercenary who's independent, which is interesting.
Yeah, and he's currently being bought by Leviathan.
Yeah, because Cameramon initially appeared to be independent. But didn't seem to be independent. He seemed to be working with Leviathan, and he seemed to be... He had, like, a grudge against these guys. Where Salomon's like, oh, well, you know, it's the job. It's nothing against you guys personally, but you gotta die.
He's so cool, though.
It's pretty cool. Even with his, like, constant putting of the hat up,
yeah.
Like, he's trying to be cool and it's working.
I really like him, and I love Offmon. And I like how Eugen showed up, and clearly, like, his question must have been something along the lines of, like, is there someone you want to protect? Or is there someone you want to save?
Wait, wasn't that already somebody's?
No.
Wasn't that...
Ares was, is there someone you want to make smile?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe his is something lines of, is there someone you want to save? Or is there someone you want to protect?
Rage is the coolest question.
Well, oh, yeah. It was...
Do you need friends? No.
Are you alone?
Are you alone? And you had to answer no!
Yeah, that was clever. And, yeah, we don't know his question yet. Presumably we'll find out in episode 28. That's pretty exciting. But, yeah, I liked this episode. I thought it was a good episode.
The other thing is the Twitter thing, where it's posting bad stuff on Twitter, mostly about farts.
Yeah.
And it made the Afro Man unhappy, because he shipped two of the...
Idols, yeah.
Two of the idols, and they were fighting.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, they were all saying, oh no, I can't go on my trip because the weather's bad. Or, oh, the trains aren't working. And It's different from previously when we've seen an app that's actually causing some, like, that news to spread. So this one seems a lot more powerful than the other apps that we've seen, because it can sort of create that same sort of incorrect information, like this fake news, but for everyone. Like, it's not just the weather app saying, the weather will be bad, stay inside, or the train app saying, oh, there'll be disruptions, take an alternate route. But it's the same sort of thing, but it seems more like it controls multiple things, so I just think that's very powerful.
But it's also less powerful, because other ones would actually shut down the trains, or they would actually screw up everything. But this one just sends out. If you don't use Twitter, like if you're like me and you don't use Twitter, this wouldn't hurt you at all.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, so it's not disrupting, you know, the whole world. Like people aren't in danger. It's just sort of like what you believe. But because people tend to believe everything they see on the internet, and so they believe what they read on Twitter, and that's really, really clever. And I always really liked the thing about Atmon is that it's sometimes a social commentary of this is how much we can't handle without technology, or this is how much we believe whatever we see on the internet and whatever we read on the internet to be true. Like if we read something on the internet, like a rumor or something, and we instantly say, oh, that must be true.
I mean, it's obviously two extremes where in this circumstance it just probably doesn't count. You go, okay, the Weather Bureau says it's going to be a blizzard. Yeah, you can look around and say there was evidence there, but there's a difference between internet rumors and trusted sources telling you things that they are experts on and you wouldn't personally be able to verify.
Yeah.
And also, in this circumstance, it's, oh, these people were fighting, saying things to each other, and you go, okay, well, that's not necessarily news, but we can read stuff out of that. Either way, it was interesting, and I particularly liked how it was represented in the digital world by fire, because everyone's in a flame war.
I thought that was funny.
Very 2005 parlance, you don't hear very often anymore.
Yeah, but I think that's, you know, flaming is a... I don't know why it's just stopped being used, but I thought that was a good term. I really liked Subimon as well. It's weird because I was saying how this Atmon was actually in the first chapter of the manga, but just hasn't been shown yet in the anime.
And now it's dead!
And it's also in the Atmon game, it's one of the first chips you get is this Atmon. So it's so strange to me that an Atmon that showed so early in every other Atmon piece is only just showing up now in, you know, episode 27 in, you know, the last half of Atmon. It's just strange to me. Any other things you liked?
No, I think that's really covered all the important ones.
Oh, how shy Offman was, and he was like, but it's scary, and he's got this big oversized trench coat.
Yeah, but when I said I liked Offman, that was, I covered all of that in that one word.
And it's just, he's so cute.
Oh, but it's scary.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. I will shut down. Or he's like, need, Gatchmon saying, are you done yet? I'm like, no, I'm still needing.
One more minute, okay?
Okay, it's done. I love Offman so much. I want to protect
him.
It's
going to be great when he turns out to be super evil.
See, and I think I mentioned this to you while watching, but let's say that Eugene's a good guy, but he's an AI. But
he's a robot.
Yeah, but sometimes the AI goes rogue and, you know, he's got a bad AI. He's got like a virus.
Okay.
And he starts acting out, but it doesn't have anything to do with his current state of being.
I know, but there's so many ifs and what and like
I know, but
conjecture in that.
We see in the intro that, you know, it goes dark and all we see are his two little pinprick red eyes, right?
Yeah.
And so that's him potentially being evil, and that's what we've seen before.
What if it's his twin brother?
No,
that makes literally more sense than this.
And Offmon is an app that turns things off or shuts down certain things.
Well,
so what if he was able to turn off Offmon, like Eugene's bad self?
I don't think that's what he does. He doesn't turn things off. He makes the area offline, right? If he turned it off, all of the apps would have died, right? Or they would have all been ejected from the AR field. Basically, it disconnects an area.
So what if
he could isolate Leviathan, you could say.
Yeah, well, but that's what he's doing. He isolates the bad part.
I assume that if you're strong enough, you can bust through it, though. Saddlemon never tried. He said he was going to try, and then he just gave up.
Because I think Saddlemon was kind of like, I'm just going to investigate what's going on.
No, he said, I'm going to go in there. He's just rushing, and then when it cuts back to him, he's not moving anymore. He's like, ah, well, Twittermon's dead, I guess.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, can't be helped.
I can't beat these standard Atmon right now. I beat an ultimate easy, but these four standard Atmon, that's too hard. I'll leave.
And I like how he said that, you know, Globemon's GPS is only second to his.
Well,
which makes sense because, you know, Globemon's GPS is a very small part of him. It's Navimon.
It arguably makes sense, but mostly it's just convenient so that Globemon couldn't instantly win the situation.
Yeah, but it makes sense, even though, yes, it is convenience, but I think it also makes sense. It's not like Frontier convenience, which is basically the script saying, this is this way, okay.
You don't think Globemon... Okay, we'll get into negatives right now because this is the worst part of the episode.
Yeah, we'll move on to negatives.
You don't think Globemon should have fired one shot?
Yeah, Globemon did just kind of stand there. He didn't seem to do it much.
He just stood there in the air and he's like, oh, you're talking? Okay, I'll let you finish.
You know what's annoying?
Oh, you fired a bunch of shots that take 5 seconds to get to me? I'll just stand here, though.
There was no countdown for Globemon this time.
It didn't matter. He was getting blown up.
But I feel like he was still there for... for 60 seconds.
Sorry.
I feel like he was still there for for more than 60 seconds, but we didn't have that countdown. He was just being beaten up for 60 seconds, then devolved.
Nice.
And, yeah, nothing much happened there. You're right, he should have tried to fight instead of just standing there for the remaining time. We know he's limited.
And that's all I really have to say, because honestly, this episode is 50% a huge fight, and then it's 50% fun, weird app times, and Offmon, which is great. Yeah, that's it.
I don't actually have many negatives besides Globemon could have been more helpful, and he wasn't.
And no one else ultimate app evolved either.
Yeah, and no one tried to. Musimon and Dokumon just kind of stood there. I thought it was funny how when they pushed Supermon out of the way, I think it was Supermon, and they said, don't forget, we're still here.
Yeah,
I liked that bit, because it was like, yes, they are still there. They haven't been doing anything, but they're still here.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Favourite character?
Offmon.
Yeah, he's so cute. I love him.
Oh, he's the cutest. The whole next episode is going to be about him.
And I'm so happy. Yeah, the next episode is about how Eugene became an appy driver. And miscellaneous bits, what do you think of the new appy drive?
It's disgusting. It looks like a big flower.
Yeah.
Like, everything that was even remotely stylish about the app drive, and honestly, it's not the nicest piece of equipment to look at, but the sliding and everything, it just they take all of it away, and now it's a weird thing where you have to put your fingerprint on it.
Yeah.
And it's got these big, jagged, ugly, two-color things. And when he says it's the duo, and I cannot tell what that means.
It means that he also has input as well, besides the chip. That's why he says, and now for my part.
Yeah, I guess I picked that up, but it's just unclear. This feels like one of those things, kind of like where Arm Evolving in Jogress was, where you go, I can't tell how much stronger this makes anything. And, I mean, there's a power gauge in this, and he wasn't super strong, he was at 900.
I think it's because you have to be an AI to use it, and that's why the fingerprint scanner comes in.
Oh, come on.
What if?
Who made these? Wasn't it the uncle that made these?
This one had a different voice.
Did it?
This one, I'm pretty sure it had a different voice.
I don't know.
The Apple Rise, that screaming, it sounded different. The background sound effect was different. Everything was so different. I think this is the made by Leviathan.
And, like, my question, I guess the question is, how does Eugene talks about it? Like, oh, this is an upgrade from the Apple drive, but how does he know what a regular Apple drive is, if this is all he's ever had?
Look, this episode's a good episode, but I have to say, episode 28 could ruin it. If episode 28 doesn't answer any of the questions that we have, or any of the, you know, following episodes, then episode 27 is a bad episode.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because there are lots of questions that I have.
So you're going to have to stick an asterisk next to your ranking so that you know that it gets knocked down if next episode sucks.
So I've put it just above episode 15, which was the Future is All Visible, the Mysterious Fortune Telling Telemon. I enjoyed this episode more than that one, but it's underneath Astra's evolution to his ultimate, which was Entomon, which was Dreammon's nightmare. So that was ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So episode 27 slots in at number 6.
That's a much higher ranking than I would have given it, but
I feel it's better than the fortune telling episode.
But is it better than the gourmet app? I like that one better.
The gourmet app was a good episode, but I like this episode, but it does heavily depend on the following episodes making it make more sense. Like,
maybe
Eugene just sort of showed up. It wasn't like, oh, I was an appy driver all the time. It was just like, I was recently chosen. And also begs the question of, it's probably Minerva who chose the other kids, right?
Yeah.
What if Leviathan chose this time? Because remember, they're the same. They're the same thing, right? Essentially.
That seems like something that could happen. What I'm interested in is, okay, because we saw the little camera shot that went from red to blue, mm-hmm. which implied to me that he became an app driver only in this episode.
Yeah.
So first of all, what was he doing beforehand? Second, if he's evil, why would they ever select him to be an app driver? And moreover than that, like, if he was an app driver beforehand, could he see Gatchimon and stuff and just wasn't talking about it?
Well, every time we've seen him potentially of just seeing Gatchimon, it's his, like, red-eyed self, which I think is another stream of consciousness that whoever chose him, if it was Minerva, wasn't able to tell because he was in the good consciousness.
What is this?
Okay, for now, I'm just going to say, what if They're the two different consciousness. We have evil Eugene and we have normal Eugene that is seriously like Haru's boyfriend or something.
We have this multiple personalities kid going on.
Yes, but because he's... And
that's so anime.
He's infected with like an evil AI that's possibly Leviathan. And I think that Offmon is able to turn that part of him off maybe, or at least isolate it or something.
And then when he evolves, he doesn't have that power anymore for some reason. Let's go!
And that's what we see in the intro because it's also Shatamon.
It's nonsense.
Which is his ultimate level.
It's nonsense.
So that's just... That's just a quick theory that I came up with. There's not super that many bases, but I think that would explain why we've got red-eyed Eugene and then Eugene who seems perfectly nice. Because I know it's super... It's just like, from the start it was very obvious that he was evil, but then it became too obvious he was evil. So I think they're adding a different aspect, and you know what? I trust Atmon.
Yeah, they've stumbled at parts.
But I have
Dantemon, Dantemon, no Dantemon.
He's the best. Dantemon. Shut up. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next episodes. And so episode 28 is called Aptly Drive Duo, Offmon Appears.
Oh.
So hopefully episode 28 will show us how Eugene met Offmon, how he got his Aptly Drive, what his question was. Because of how Eugene showed up and said, remember Haru, I said I was here to protect you. That's why I think that was his question. I hope this is a good episode that explains it, because otherwise 27 would not have been as good, right?
More or less.
You can email us at lostintranslationmod@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmod Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, YouTube, and we now have an Instagram. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Appmon subreddit. We'd really appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this podcast. We have a website now, so you can go there to check out our weekly poll for our regular episodes and what days the upcoming episodes are on. And you can also see our Aptly ranking, which I've linked in the description. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, but it's also you can find that on our website as well. And you can start donating from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group. But if you donate a little more, you can get things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Rumble arenas, things like that, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is also Stevie on YouTube, and then you can find the link to their channel in the description, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/ Wuchinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaida Washi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, who is on Tapastic as Smile Wolfie, and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, and Azrael McCool.
Who officially has the coolest name I've ever read in my life. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Ergemon. Make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye-bye! Offmon's still the cutest, though.